continue in faith and be found blameless in the sight of God. So anything that marks me that's connected to the fall of man must be confronted and destroyed to keep me, spirit, soul, and body, blameless in His sight, sanctified and separated unto God. Because when sickness comes and encroaches on the body, we're attaching it to God's sovereign choice, God's timing, God's tool. What it actually is, it's a mark of condemnation on man, saying man fell and man is getting what he deserves, and you made your bed and you're going to sleep in it. Follow me? And Satan has taken the language of the church and actually embraced these things as some mystery of God, when it's a violation of covenant and identity. I'm holy. I just showed you in Colossians. It's just one. I showed you the wisdom of God, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. There's so many other places. Watch. If I'm holy and blameless before God, and sin is a result of the fall of man, and God doesn't see me as fallen, then anything that reveals the fall of man in my life or marks me as the fall of man must be confronted and destroyed. Am I making sense? Come on. Romans 4 says, I'm justified through His resurrection. Justified means just as if I've never sinned. God says in Romans 6 and Romans 8, for sin shall not have dominion over you. Romans 8, for God has cursed sin in the flesh. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made me. Here's where the good fight of faith comes. So when the enemy hits me with something that contradicts my freedom,